Thank you for calling Astrology Answers. This is Marvin speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, hi. I'm calling because I'm having a problem with a personal discovery guide that I ordered a while back recently. It's a lot of the information, it isn't right. It doesn't match my true actual birth chart.
Okay, what's your email address? Could you spell that out?
All right, it's RUSH _ PRS @ hotmail.com.
Okay, just a second.
All right.
Okay, you did say that was RUSH _ TRS?
PRS. I like Paul.
Oh, okay.
RUSH _ PRS @ hotmail.com.
Okay, and this is the personal discovery guide that purchased back on January the 14th?
Yes. Personal discovery guide. And I've called to try and get this problem fixed before, over a week ago. And before that, I emailed back and forth probably four times with someone named Sam R., I think it was, and the problem's still not fixed. So I'm really hoping you can send this to a supervisor and make sure it gets taken care of this time.
Okay. And just a second. I'm looking at the notes from there from the previous representative you spoke with.
Okay.
Okay, you said it. Your date of birth, the time, the country, and everything is correct. But you said that the rising sign and moon sign is wrong. You said
right.
The planets are in the wrong housing.
Yep.
Okay.
Because all the information printed at the top of the port, my name, my birth date, December 28th, 1969, and the time, 1444, and the place, Cleveland, Ohio. All that is right, printed at the top of the report, but somebody must have made a mistake typing the information into the computer that generates a birth chart and a report based on that birth chart, because I know a lot of these things are in the wrong places, as you just read. The rising sign isn't right. The moon sign isn't right. If the rising sign isn't right, that makes all the planets in the wrong houses. That's what caused the last thing. So, you know, I used your own free birth chart generator at astrologyanswers.com to generate my birth chart. And it says my rising sign is Gemini, not Aquarius, like this report says. And it says my moon sign is Virgo, not Leo, like this report says. And the sun should be in the eighth house instead of the 11th house, like this report says, that kind of thing. So that's the kind of thing that's wrong with it. And I'm positive that the chart that I got generated with your free birth chart generator is all that information is correct, because I triple checked it by using two other apps on my phone that generate astrology birth charts, and all the information was the same. This rising sign was about 3 degrees Gemini in all three cases. The moon was about 2 degrees Virgo in all three cases. The sun was in the eighth house, that sort of thing. So, I mean, I'm positive that that's the right information. I got three different sources that all agree with each other, including your own astrologyanswers.com free birth chart generator. The only thing that doesn't agree with all that is the information in the personal discovery guide report. So what I'm hoping is that you can get the report regenerated, have somebody re-enter the information, not just look at the printed information at the top of the report and say, oh, all that's correct, I don't have to do anything. Re-enter the information, because apparently that's where the mistake was made. Re-enter the information into the computer, you know, and make absolutely sure there's no typos. Everything's typed in absolutely correctly. Triple check it. Then generate a new report, print out the report, and then, you know, check the planet placements and that against what you get on your own astrologyanswers.com free birth chart generator. Make sure the rising sign's about 3 degrees Gemini, the moon's about 2 degrees Virgo, the sun's about 6 degrees Capricorn, and then the eighth house, all that sort of thing. You know, kind of check it against a reference chart to make sure the information is right, and then post it online so that I can access it to my online accounts. Because, you know, if it isn't right, if somebody re-enters the information and they put a different typo in this time and the information's wrong again, I'm just going to have to call a third time, in addition to the four times I went back and forth with email with SAMR to try and get this straightened out. So I'm just hoping that, you know, a supervisor can maybe take care of this and make extra sure that everything's done right and it gets fixed this time and I don't have to call a third time. But that's basically, you know, everything I need to ask you for in a nutshell.
Okay, sir. What I can do is I would have to send this over to my supervisors to have them look at this. And if they can correct it, they'll correct it and they'll send it, generate a new report for you. Hold for a second while I do that, sir.
Okay.